What's going on, people? It's your boy A. Rubin.
And it's the Lavish AK.
And this is the Goals Podcast, if you didn't know.
All right, so this is our first time doing our podcast. So bear with us. We're new to this. We're first going to tell you guys what, I guess, like, influenced us to start our podcast.
Me.
No, not really. So first, we decided to do vision boards. I'm going to tell you a little bit about what's on mine. He's going to tell you a little bit about what's on his. So on my vision board.
Greatness is on my vision board.
I can't stand. On my vision board was finishing school, getting a new car, new house, just completing a whole lot of licenses and stuff like that. Like, that's what I was kind of doing at the moment. So that's some things I wanted to finish. Really getting our child, you know, together with learning and stuff like this, since this is her first year of school. So those are some kind of things that were on my vision board. So, hey, Ruben, what was on your vision board?
Back to greatness, like I was saying, a whole lot of, money endeavors. You know, like, I gotta complete this movie that I've started on. I gotta drop a couple videos to these songs that I have, and I'm working on putting a project together. So all of that's coming to wrap the year of 2018 and to, just take off on 2019?
I guess so. So you exactly. Can buy me some new shoes. Okay, but anyway, and then nothing. More people have been asking us about, like, well, they've been asking me, I don't know about him, but like, why you guys don't have like a YouTube or anything like that. We've just been really, really busy and trying to, you know, figure out everything. So I figured, like, you know, since we are those, you know, great millennials in today, if that's what everybody want to call it, we'll come around to it. So we've came around to it and we're going to like figure it out, give you guys some challenges and like, you know, we're going to get there. So first we're going to get into I do or I don't. So in this segment, either people that like watch our podcast or listen to it or, you know, view us in any kind of way on any social media platforms, we ask you to send in questions to our email, which is goals, AYEKAY@gmail.com. Just send us any situations or any questions and we talk about the scenario live right now. So the one that we got sent today was, what do you do? Well, not really, like, what do you do? But unwanted kids who daddy gives money for abortions and the mom keeps the baby. So, do you do something like that or do you not do something like that?
What was the question again? I don't even know what you said.
The question is, they wanted us to talk about unwanted kids who daddy gives money for abortions and the mom keeps the money. So is that something you would do or is it something that you don't do?
First of all, I'm not doing nothing. Is that something that you would do or would you not do it?
I'm saying, would you be a dad that like gives somebody some money?
That says unwanted kid. Yes, if I don't want the kid and I give you money, then I'm assuming you would go have the abortion.
But what if I didn't ask you for the money? What if I didn't want to get an abortion?
Well,
or what
guess
if
what?
He or she doesn't want to get an abortion?
Well, like, guess what? If you're not prepared to be a single parent, then you can't look at that person as responsible for taking care of a life if they're telling you that they're not prepared to take care of a life.
But then, you know, it goes into people like feeling like they can like do anything, like not saying do anything, but like if I could like, you know, splurge and I can have this money and do this, I can take care of you, then I should be able to take care of a child. So what if there's two parents, there's one thinking that they are responsible, the other is not responsible?
And then it's totally on the person that feels like they're, well, it's not on the person that feels like they are responsible, because if a dude feel like he's ready for a child and a female doesn't, then she doesn't have to have that baby. But okay, if a female has a baby and then expects a dude to take care of it and he said he wasn't prepared, then how is that dude liable?
good point in a way, which brings us back to the person's actual response or intake on the situation. They said, I think that if you lay, you pay. I take care of your blessing. I mean, take care of your blessings or just stop having sex.
This false because they make condoms for one. And two, how do you know if that's a blessing? Like, I probably can't afford no baby. And then you just trying to make me sit up there and I guess just be a father to a child that I'm not ready for. If I have the money to afford to pay for abortion and you accept the money, then what?
I just accepted the money because maybe No, you can't just take a person's money. No, you lay, you pay.
I did pay. So, you trying to make me pay again. No, see, that's the trap that women put y'all in right there. You lay, you pay. You didn't tell me that before you let me lay. No, if I knew I had to pay, I would have paid for another prostitute. Because that's what it sounds like, you're prostituting.
But that's not where the person's getting it. They're just saying.
They are, if you're saying that you got to pay for having sex. If you agree to have sex as a female, then what? You want to have sex.
Right, but if the outcome, let's say they did use a condom. And it just so happened that, you know, you got pregnant. Let's say this is your girlfriend of so many years or whatever you people want to call it. And then you end up pregnant. Okay, so we're going to talk about this situation. If you decide to give me money for abortion, you decided to give me money for abortion. But at the same time, in a given situation, you pay for what you have done. Not saying it's nobody's fault, but I'm just saying if it comes to
exactly,
conclusion
you
that...
you pay for it. If you want something done, you pay for it to have it done, right? Not saying that I'm with abortion or anything. I'm just saying
yes,
because
I'm so not for abortion.
Don't go to drop pointing that out now. It's just the simple fact of if a person's not willing to be in a child's life, then you have to accept that as well. So if you go out there and use my money, and then that's wrong on top of it. If you know you're not getting an abortion, why keep the money? You should give it back to the person and be like,
what?
You gotta accept this response.
No, you gave it to me. It's for me
for
to
what?
Keep.
No, for keep. You keep the money and don't keep the baby. That's the point.
I keep the money, and if I decide to keep it, like, no, listen to
no,
what you
no,
said.
No, you just
you said,
it.
Now, if the woman
if
is pregnant and the man wants to keep the baby, but the woman doesn't, it's her decision of whether she wants to keep the baby
exactly.
or not. Okay, so you give me the money. It's
no.
my decision to keep the baby and the money or not.
All right, well, you will keep the baby and the money. And all that money is all the parenting you will get from a father.
And that's just
or
sad.
Supposed to be a father. Because if that person says that I don't want to be a father and you make them a father. Then
I'm
you're
not making you a
you're
father.
You're essentially making them a father. So you're essentially making yourself a mother and a father.
No, you can't be a mother and a father. But anyways.
If you ask all these single mothers to do it,
I
bet they're gonna say
different. I just don't agree.
Different.
I don't agree with that.
Well, you
mother and
agree.
Father. You only can be one person.
Mm-hmm.
One title. Well, do you want to be the greatness of all? But you just cannot be a whole dude out here if you a mother. Like, I just don't agree with that part. But, so your intake on that is that you do agree with
no, I don't. y'all see she trying to finesse me. I don't agree.
Okay, I agree to some extent. It depends on it always depends on the situation. Because like I just said, it could be one person that's in it and there's one person that's not, and then at the same time there's two people that actually want to, you know, be together, but then this pops up and happens and the guy's like scared and he's like, could you get an abortion, because you know, blah 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 about his career, you know, that stuff always happens. But at the same time, I don't think it's great if you just throw money and be like, go get an abortion, like that's messed up, just don't do that. I would just, you know, have to sit down, let's talk it out and let's figure it out. But I'm just not for abortion. So but some people are in those situations and
so
I can't
in conclusion
you know. In conclusion,
if she says she getting an abortion, take her to go get it. Don't trust the fact that she wants the money. She'll keep the money and the baby. And I got an I do or don't in this week's episode. So if you have gas, do you think it's appropriate to announce that you have gas?
Why are you looking at me?
It's a I do or don't. Do you think it's appropriate?
Yes.
Why?
Because all that silent kills. You need to tell someone.
Why? You're like somebody dying. You need to tell someone.
Because you cannot be.
Ain't nobody sick.
No, let me tell y'all something.
No.
Since you wanna
we ain't getting personal. I'm just saying. Listen, I just feel like. What is the purpose of announcing a fart? Hey, I farted. It was me. Now you know it came from me.
It's
okay?
Disrespect.
What? Why are you disrespecting
you
by farting?
The person that you're by. Like,
well,
that is just so messed
whoever
up on so
got
many notes.
The person that added gas in our body system, give me their number so I can call them and tell them that I've been disrespectful.
Yes, I think that it's just, especially as a couple, like, guys would feel like that's a straight turn off. Like, you let your girl just sitting there just passing
I life. Personally don't care.
No,
you don't have
said.
To
that
announce
head,
your fault.
Be like,
to me.
Damn.
Don't
baby.
Announce
like,
your fault.
Like,
I'm telling you.
Be like,
I'm telling you, don't announce your fault.
Exactly, because you'll feel like, what the fuck? Like, was it me or was it her? Like, that was her. Like, that shit is that.
If you fought and I don't know it's me, it's something wrong with me. Was well, that me? I think I heard something. It wasn't me.
But I'm just saying.
Yeah, okay.
That's how that's
going
to go.
In conclusions, don't.
Announce it, ladies.
Do not announce your farts.
Fellas really need to announce it because y'all got like a whole nother rejuvenation system.
Well, most niggas do announce their farts loud as hell, but I'm just saying, if it's not loud by sound, then the smell should be loud enough.
Silent kills, like I just said. Okay, so on to mommy fault or daddy fault. So in this segment, mommy
it's
fault,
automatically
daddy fault.
Mommy fault every time.
We're raising a 4-year-old, so we always have situations with her every day, conversations, or she says like the most craziest stuff, and we just be like, do it come from mommy or do it come from daddy? Because it gotta come from somebody. Okay, so today we're going to talk about how Tion said, "Mommy, are you?" No, she said, "Mommy, you look like." What did she say?
You stressed right now. You don't even know me.
She said, "Mommy, you look like you stressed." So I'm just at my computer, like trying to get all this work crammed and done for school. And I'm just, and then she's beside me and she says it. And I'm just like, okay.
Automatically, mommy fault.
Daddy fault.
Because.
Only because daddy said it earlier today, like when he was in the room, and he don't remember, but he said it. So she kind of repeats whatever mommy or daddy said.
Exactly. Don't say no or daddy. Say mommy says, "I'm so stressed. Life is this. Life is that. Oh, stress, stress." So who picks
it
up?
I did not say that. I don't
you
say I'm
do.
Stressed. I'm like, I'm not stressed. I'm
no,
overwhelmed.
Girl, you say I'm stressed to the T, stressed to the max, I'm stressed to the extra. You just make up shit. I'm stressed ball. Like, yes, you go to the
in
extreme.
The end, in that situation, it was daddy's fault. All right, so now we're going into the importance of goals. So since our whole podcast is kind of based off goals, with the Lavish AK and A Ruben, we're gonna talk about like things that we have like felt, you know, kind of why it's important to have goals and like how do you step out and prepare yourself for those goals. So you want to start?
No.
So with me, I'll say the importance. Goals are important because you want to kind of have like a map out where you want to go with everything that you're trying to get to. Like just as you're on a map and you're trying to get to this store or you on Waze or whatever you're doing, you're trying to get to that location. Goals work the same way. So if you don't have a, you know, a driven destination to get to that specific point. How are you going to get there? You got to cross this street, stop at this stop. Like, everything is just kind of there in place, and you got to make that happen. So when you get to, you know, when you get to those obstacles, you have completed it and got to that goal. So, in other words, start with a vision board, like we did, because we would have never got to this goal if we didn't. But other than that, map out your plan. Like, if you have no actual plan, how do you accomplish a goal? How do you make yourself get to a goal? Like, so it's very important to just have goals, at least to me.
Well, my thoughts on the whole situation is, I'm a person that believes that plans don't work for everybody, so you gotta have your own routine, a way you gotta do things in life, and I can't say just wake up and do things, because that don't work always, so you gotta have an idea of what you wanna do with your life. So therefore, start with an idea. Once you get that idea, either act on the idea or strategize ways to actually execute the idea, whichever works for you best in going forward. So that's my intake on goals and how to accomplish them.
Yes, because he definitely does not plan anything. I can say I don't plan everything, but the things I don't plan are, like, fun, everyday things. Like, sometimes I feel like people are set too much on planning for the day. Like, I mean, like, on Saturday. Saturdays are, like, everybody's, like, kind of free day. So, as far as, like, having a goal for the day, that's what they want to do. Like, I want to party at night, or I want to chill with the fam, whatever. So, me, I really don't care what day of the week is. If I don't have, like, no work to do, which is probably something I should be doing all the time, but I'm a family oriented person. So if I like get up in the morning and I feel that I want to go like by a pool, let's go swimming. Let's go by a pool, let's go swimming. Like, I don't feel like we should have to like plan and have like flyers out for the next week of something that we need to do. Like, why not just go ahead and do it? Like, some people may not even make their pool party. Some people, you know, it's just always something. So why just not be doing stuff? So I'm not a goal planner in that aspect, but as far as professionalism, I have to plan. Like, it has to be a goal set. Like, we just have to be strategically on something. Another reason why I say goals are it's really great to have a goal is because, let's say you have a goal and then something don't work out. What's, like, your plan B of that goal? Like, there has to be, like, some kind of, when I'm an outline of, you know, planning out for that goal. So, like, if one thing don't work, what you gonna do next? Because I know, like, me, for example, moving to Atlanta, I didn't have a goal, because nursing, you just go wherever you kind of go, and then, like, if you get hired, you're gonna get hired, whatever. But at the same time, if that didn't work out in the time frame that I needed it to work out in, then what do you do next? You go apply for something else until that comes through, or, you know, just different things like that. And that kind of worked out for me. If you don't have family in a given situation where you're going, or if you're trying to do something to get to a goal, you don't have no help. Like, you need to figure out how you're going to get help, who can help you that you don't know. Like, it's always good to find people that you do not know. Like, that's not family. Not that family aren't good to help you. They are. But it's always good to find people that aren't your family to help you. Like, that's how you network and figure things out. So, with that being said, man, everyone have some work to do as far as, like, goals. Because we know the things that we are supposed, that we need to do. But, like, the thing is getting beyond the obstacles of this goal that we have, that's just so there. And, you know, so that's that with our goals. So you guys, email us some of your goals. Goals, AYEKAY@gmail.com.
Why don't you just say subscribe to our YouTube at Goals AK. Follow our Instagram at Goals AK. And you can send us emails at Goals AK. That's Goals, AYEKAY, at gmail.com.
I guess he thinks he did better than me, but whatever. Okay, so moving on, we're going to movies. Oh, let me tell y'all one more goal. Let's say goals that you set for, like, as a couple. So, one goal, I'm just going to give you one little example. When we go to bed, a goal is no cell phones in the bed.
That's your goal, not my goal.
No, that's our goal. Because let me tell you guys how much more peaceful it is. It's really peaceful when you don't have cell phones in bed. You can watch TV greatly. You can focus on each other greatly. You can even pull a long conversation out of a person when they're not scrolling on Instagram all night or scrolling on Facebook all night. Yes. But that being said, this is something that we're probably going to start doing. Like, one of my professors told me she do this. Like, she has upstairs, downstairs. She leaves her phone downstairs on the counter, which is how my grandparents do. They leave their phones on the charger in the kitchen.
Who finna do that?
That way, when you go all the way to the bedroom, the phone ain't in there. Like, it's not beside the bed. It's not beside the dresser or anything.
So, my phone downstairs, I'm downstairs.
Or we could just put it, you know, like, across the room or something like that.
I'm,
you know, just in case
room.
It's an emergency. But I'm just saying, like,
just in case it's an emergency, I'm across the room.
We cannot have phones in bed. It's a hazard anyway. Like, you can
standing
catch fire.
Standing is a habit.
Okay, but, yeah. Okay, on to us. Like, we usually, like, have, like, a movie. Like, I think, like, probably once a week or something like that. We try to find a movie that we could watch. I'm going to tell you the type of movie watcher I am. I love, faith, and
spirituality. You have to think of that. That ain't even a real fucking category. You just...
So, y'all, Netflix used to have
a lot of things that they don't have. And like, they feel like it was stupid to name a category love, faith, and spirituality.
No, so Facebook used to have, like, categories like that. And that was, like, my category, love, faith, spirituality. But I like love stories and, like, you know, faith endings, you know, where it makes you cry and stuff like that. That's just all me. Like, I'm loving basketball to the T, don't forget. But that's my category. Like, I love things like that. Him, on the other hand...
Speak on it. You say it like you know. What type of movies do I like?
He picks some great love movies, but it gotta be like action in it. Like, it's the couple like doing some Bonnie and Clyde type meeting up with the law enforcement that may be a drug.
With the law?
Like, I don't know. Like, that was
I don't know what
movies.
Type of movies you think
but
I've been
being
watching.
Good. That he picks out some pretty good movies.
Motherfuckers in love. They meet up with the police. Who's actually a drug dealer, you
yeah,
say?
Yeah, like, that's the kind of movies you pick out.
Yeah, what is that? Boys in the Hood?
No.
Exactly.
Anyways,
that ain't Boys in the Hood.
That's kind of like our, I don't know, movie selections. So, a movie that we just watched was 2-11.
Oh, she said it right. She been saying 2-1-1 all fucking
2-1-1.
Night.
2-1-1 on Netflix. It's...
It was cool. I'd give
awesome.
It a 7 out of 10. Not that high. This is like, it's good quality, but it still was like cheesy. It's like borderline cheesy. But the plot was alright.
I'll say an 8 out of 10.
Not that good.
It was good. Like, I think my favorite part was the fact that, let me say the part I didn't like. I didn't like when the white cop, there was a main cop. I forgot what was his name?
Nick Cage. I don't know his name in the movie. But it had Nick Cage, my boy Michael Rainey. Yeah, y'all know him, Tariq from Power. Yeah, I had that nigga on there. I don't know the rest of them folks.
Yeah, so Nicolas Cage was the main cop or whatever. But his partner, he tried to do, like, in the movie, he tried to do, like, some scared straight type stuff, like, to the boy. First of all, the boy, Michael, what was his name in the movie? Can't remember what his name was in the movie. But anyway, the boy, Michael from Power Lab, he was a ride-along during a car, you know, police, you know, car ride or whatever. And the partner of the police officer, like, tried to do a scare straight type situation when the boy, like, got introduced to him or whatever. Just trying to be tough. And then I was just like, and then he smirked about it. And I'm like, you didn't even have to do all that. Like, it's another thing. What really gave me 8 out of 10 was the fact that the situation became, like, a student actually being bullied. And then put into a given situation where they had to be the person that were kind of in trouble. But to get out of trouble, you had to, like, go ride with the police to kind of be shown that this is what happens if, you know. And then the other part was that he was an African-American male. So, like, I feel like that was all messed up. So, that was kind of, I'm not going to say relatable, but, like, that probably could happen today in, like, real life, especially if you were, you know, African-American male. You're getting bullied at a school that's probably full of, you know, all other ethnicities that aren't targeted as your own. But I didn't like that part. But the part that I really liked was in the movie, like, when the guy, the cop that did the scare straight part, when he got shot, at the end of the day, he realized that everybody's still the same. Like, you gonna need help regardless. Like, y'all still gotta, like, come together in some kind of form, because he seen, like, the boy was there for him, even though he felt like he was dying. Like, the boy, like, stepped up and, you know, was telling him, you gonna make it. You know, he even recorded him for his wife and stuff. Like, I thought that was sweet. And, like, it's just showing, like, you know, even when the main cop had to go back out and get the boy, like, he was showing him, like, you know, I'm still gonna be there, whatever. Like, they put the color stuff aside and they helped each other. What part did you not like and did you like?
I told you the whole plot of the movie was good. It just seemed a little cheesy. It's like, I don't know, it's like certain little innuendos that be in movies that set them apart from feature films and straight to DVDs. Like, if there wasn't on Netflix, that was a straight to DVD movie.
Well, there you have it. That's A. Ruben's opinion about the movie. It was good. Mine was 8 out of 10. His was 7 out of 10. All right, so on to our gold digger
of the week, which comes from emails that we select. And this week, since this is the introduction, we don't have a goal that we dug for. So this week, the goal of the week is what?
To get as many subscriptions.
To our YouTube and to our Facebook goals, AK goals. We haven't decided on which way we're going to name it yet, but it is goals, AK, on all social media. What? You ain't like I said that or something? See, she thinks she's supposed to be the host, but really, I just try to let her be the face of it, you know what I'm saying? And goddamn, get a couple words out, but she get carried away, go to talking for years. When it really supposed to be about me, you know what I'm saying? Young Dun Dollar. What else before I cut you off?
At the end of the day, go follow us, you guys, on all social media, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube,
at Goals
AK. We didn't make a Snapchat. We got Snapchat, too. So, Goals AK on Snapchat. And any other questions?
And if you got the podcast app, we are also on the podcast app. For those of you, yeah, the little purple thing on your iPhone that you'll never use with the little eye, like a little radio thing. Yeah, we on there too, you know what I'm saying? What are we, Goals AK? Just look under Goals AK. You probably find us everywhere, you know what I'm saying, that podcast can be found. This is the first episode, the introduction, you know what I'm saying, to greatness. I am A. Ruben.
And I am the Lavish AK. And this is Goals, A-Y-E-K-A-Y.
A-K.
Shut up.
Did we get it?